听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
The mall is having a talent show. Jack discusses it with Amy. Anyone can sign up for the talent show. And some people will win prizes. Jack wants to be in it. He can sing or maybe he can act.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea. I'm glad that you joined me.We get to talk about today's key words before we go to the mall. The title of today's lesson is The Talent Show. Yes, the mall is having a talent show. What is a talent? Well, talent is a key word today. A talent is something that you can do. It's something that you can do well. What are your talents? Maybe you can play the violin. That is a talent. Maybe you can exercise very well. That is also a talent. You all have many talents. Think about one of your talents and share it with someone. You can discuss your different talents. Discuss is also a key word today.Right now, we are discussing our key words. We are talking about our key words. Jack discusses the mall's talent show with Amy. They're going to talk about it. As you're practicing English, it's always a good idea to discuss different things with your friend. It's a great way to use English and to use what you learn.Now, anyone can sign up for the talent show. Do you want to sign up? When you sign up, you say that you will be in the talent show. When you sign up for something, you might have to write your name on a piece of paper or send an email to someone to let them know that you want to be part of something.And some people will win prizes. A prize is something that you win if you do a very good job at something. Well, Jack can sing or maybe he can act at the talent contest. Act is also a key word. You can see people act on TV or act in a movie. Our friends are going to act for you right now at the mall. Let's go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Tom, and I have a question for you. Do you have anything that you like to do? What do you like to do? What are you good at? Do you like to show others what you like to do? What kind of talents do you have? Maybe you can do something in a talent show.As you know, I love to play drums. What talents do you have? Well, friends, we're going to find out something today. It's the answer to today's Find It question. The Find It question is, what didn't Amy hear about? Here it is again. What didn't Amy hear about? Well, we're going to find out today. For now, let's go and learn more with Christina.
Hi friends, welcome to the information desk. I'm Christina.
Amy 利用休息的时间在 mall 外面看看书，轻松一下。不过 Jack 却带来一个有趣的消息。原来为了吸引更多的顾客上门，我们的 mall 决定要办一个 talent show 才艺比赛。在这个比赛将于5月1号 mall 里面的美食街举行，前三名还有奖金哦。Jack 大力的邀请 Amy 一起报名。说是要跟大家一起演一出戏。 你觉得 Amy 会答应吗？我们先来看今天的单字 discuss， 讨论，商量 discuss。例如，吃完饭再讨论吧。Let's discuss this after lunch. Talent, 才艺，天赋 ,talent. She has a talent for music. Prize, 奖金，奖赏 ,prize. Jerry 终于得奖了。He was so happy he won the prize. Sign up, 报名，参加或登记。Sign up. 我想报名那门课耶。I will sign up for that class. Act. 演戏或扮演戏剧、电视、电影中的角色。Act. 你有演过话剧吗？ Have you ever acted in a play before? Okay, 今天来看看 who wants to sign up for the talent show?
Conversation A.
Hi, Amy. Are you on your break?
Yes, I go back to work in 20 minutes.
Great. Then we can discuss something.
Discuss what?
The mall's talent show.
Really? I didn't hear about it. Why is the mall having a talent show?
So more people will come to the mall and shop. Read this.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the mall. I am Amy, and here is Tom. Now, earlier you saw Jack and I, and we're talking about the mall's talent show. Now, I am a little nervous about this talent show.But we can discuss that more later. First, let's look at our first keyword, and it's discuss.
Discuss.
Discuss. When you discuss, you are talking about something with someone. You share your ideas and discuss with them.
So you can discuss something with someone else.Let's talk about this. Let's discuss this. Use this keyword like this. Maybe you need to move somewhere. You need to discuss where you will move. You need to discuss where you will go next. Can we discuss our decision to move?
Now, Jack wants to discuss with me about the mall's talent show. And talent is our next keyword.Talent.
Talent.
Talent. When you have a talent, you can do something special. You can do something very, very well.
Can you sing? Or maybe you can dance. Maybe you can draw pictures or paint. Or maybe you can play sports pretty well. These are all different kinds of talents.
Now, Tom, what is your talent?
Well, one of my talents is that I like to play drums. I play the drums. I've been playing for a while. I think I'm pretty good. I think that is one of my better talents.
You are. You are a very good drummer.
Well, thanks. You know, it would be fun to be in the talent show. When you're in the talent show...You can show and share your talent with other people. That is a talent show.
Now, friends, did you find it? We have a find it question. The question is, what didn't Amy hear about?
What didn't Amy hear about? Well, the answer is, Amy didn't hear about the mall's talent show. That's okay. Now you know.
Now I know. And friends, let's review our key words. The first word is discuss. Discuss. Kevin and James discussed the idea before deciding.
Talent. Talent. Rita has many talents. She can sing and play the piano. Well, I'm sure Rita can do a lot more than that, too. Right now, we're going to...、 go to our Read It paragraph. Here we go.
Read It.
A talent show at the mall. Do you have a talent? Maybe you can sing, dance, or play the violin. If you're good at something, we want to know. Join our talent show. When? May 1st, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Where? The mall food court. Who? Anyone with a talent. This includes mall employees. Prizes. First prize, $500. Second prize, $300. Third prize, $100. Don't miss your chance to share your talent. Come to the mall office and sign up before April 15th.
Well, here Amy and Jack are reading some information about this talent show. And in this information, we find out that there is a prize. That's always an exciting thing. A prize. And that's also our key word here. Friends, say this word with me. Prize.
Prize.
Prize. P-R-I-Z-E. Now, a prize is what you get when you do something really well. If you are at a talent show and you get a prize, that means you did better than most other people. If you get first prize, then you did better than everyone else. You get a prize.
Let's use the word in this sentence. When I win this contest, I get a prize.
Okay, so what is your prize for winning this contest, Amy?
My prize is to get a free lunch at the Jungle Cafe.
Wait, a free lunch at the Jungle Cafe? That doesn't sound bad. Free food is always a good thing. Or at least, I think it sounds like a great thing. Well, friends, we find out that you can come and sign up before April 15. And these are our next key words. Sign up.
Sign up.
Sign up. When you sign up for something, you put your name down so that you can be a part of that thing. You sign up.
Now, Tom, are you going to be in that talent show?
Well, no, I'm not going to be in the talent show. At least, not yet. I didn't sign up. But it's not that I don't want to be in the talent show. I just have not signed up yet.
Well, you better sign up before April 15th.
It's true. I should sign up pretty soon because maybe I'll get a prize. Friends, let's review these keywords. The first one is prize. Prize. Linda won a prize in the contest.
Sign up. Sign up. You can join the group. Just sign up with the teacher.
Well, I guess I should sign up for this talent show if I want to be in it. The flyer says, don't miss this chance. Don't miss your chance to do something. Friends, if you want to do something, don't miss the chance. There is an opportunity. Don't miss it. Well, don't miss this chance to enjoy Conversation B. Let's do that right now.
Conversation B.
So, are you going to be in it?
Yes, I'm going to sign up.
What will you do? You have a lot of talents.
Thanks. I can sing, or maybe I'll act.
Will you act alone?
Maybe. But I can also be in a play with other people.
Who?
Maybe Tom, Pam, Emma, you.
Me? I don't know how to act. Hi, friends. Welcome back. Now, Jack has so many talents. He can sing and he can act. Hey, that's our key word, act.
Act.
Act. When you play the part of someone else in a story, then you are acting. You are being someone else. You're not being yourself. You're acting.
You are acting. Well, friends, do you like to act? You can ask someone this question today. Do you like to act? Or do you like to do other things?
Well, Tom, do you like to act?
Yeah, actually. Thanks for asking me, Amy. I do like to act sometimes. I think that it's fun being someone else. It's fun to try to maybe be like my favorite movie star or someone that I don't know very well. I can try to watch them and then act like them. What about you, Amy?
Do I like to act?
Yeah, do you like to act?
No, I don't like to act. I don't know how to act.
Oh, well, that's okay. You can always learn how to act. You said, I don't know how to act. Well, hey, even though you don't know how to act, I think that's a pretty good phrase to know. Friends, I don't know how to do something. If you don't know how, you can use this phrase. If people are talking about dancing, and you don't know how to dance, you have never danced before, say, I don't know how to dance.
And I hope that you know how to review, because that's what we're going to do. Our word is act. Act. Jane can act very well. She is a great actress.
Oh, Jane is a great actress. So she can act. So what do you call a guy if he can act?
Good question. Then he is an actor.
Ah, that's right. An actor or actress. A-C-T-O-R, A-C-T-R-E-S-S. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to take a break, but we'll be right back. We'll see you soon. Friends, welcome back from break. Well, as you know, Amy did not hear about the talent show. Right now, we're going to review today's conversation, so pay attention. We're going to hear what our friends are discussing. Here we go.
Hi, Amy. Are you on your break?
Yes. I go back to work in 20 minutes.
Great. Then we can discuss something.
Discuss what?
The mall's talent show.
Really? I didn't hear about it. Why is the mall having a talent show?
So more people will come to the mall and shop. Read this.
A talent show at the mall. Do you have a talent? Maybe you can sing, dance, or play the violin. If you're good at something, we want to know. Join our talent show. When? May 1st, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Where? The mall food court. Who? Anyone with a talent. This includes mall employees. Prizes. First prize, $500. Second prize, $300. Third prize, $100. Don't miss your chance to share your talent. Come to the mall office and sign up before April 15th. So, are you going to be in it?
Yes, I'm going to sign up.
What will you do? You have a lot of talents.
Thanks. I can sing or maybe I'll act.
Will you act alone?
Maybe, but I can also be in a play with other people.
Who?
Maybe Tom, Pam, Emma, you.
Me? I don't know how to act.
Hello, 又到了 Information Desk 为您服务的时间了。我们要来复习一下今天的重点。首先 Amy 说她的休息时间还有20分钟。I go back to work in 20 minutes. I go back to work in 20 minutes. 在这里 in 20 minutes 就是20分钟之后的意思。因为我们中文都是说之后，所以我常常听到有人会说 I go back to work after 20 minutes. 不过英文不是用 after,应该是要用 in, 比如 he'll come back in 10 minutes, 或者是 it's lunchtime in 3 minutes. Jack 告诉 Amy, mall 里面要举办 talent show, 才艺表演。show 在这里是个名词，有表演的意思。talent show 就是才艺表演。我们常听到的还有 fashion show, 是时尚的服装表演秀。或者是 talk show, 脱口秀。还有 car show, 指的就是车展。Jack 手上的 talent show 传单上面说 If you are good at something, we want to know. If you are good at something, we want to know. 我们在这里要练习一下 be good at something 这个句型。它表示在某方面很擅长。比如 He is good at math.他的数学很好。She is good at tennis. 他的网球很厉害。或者是介系词 at 后面也可以加动名词。例如 He is good at singing. He is good at singing. OK, 谢谢你今天的光临，我们明天见咯。
Super Sentence Man!
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Katrina.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hey, that's a nice bicycle.
Yeah, it is. Guess what?
What?
It's for you.
This bicycle is for me? But
what?
You can't give it to me.
Why not? You don't like it?
No.
Fine.
No, it's not that, Katrina. It's... Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
Yes, yes, you do. And I am Super Sentence Man. I have the perfect sentence just for you.
Good, I need it.
The super sentence is, I don't know how to... something. I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
That's it. I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
That's too bad. Well, you can try a few of your own super sentences, can't you?
All right. I don't know how to use chopsticks.
I don't know how to use chopsticks. Well, you should learn. Another?
I don't know how to do this math homework.
Ah, I don't know how to do this math homework. That's okay. Worry about English for now. Now, what super sentence will you use with Katrina?
Katrina, I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
Oh, why didn't you say so? I can teach you.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Carl.
And friends, that is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Okay, I'm glad I know how to fly.
I can do it.
I can do it.
我可以做。
Who can walk the dog?
Me. I can do it.
Who can paint a picture?
Me. I can do it.
Who can bake a chocolate cake?
Me! I can do it! I can do it!
Good for you! And who can wash the dishes?
You! You can do it!
I can do it!
I can do it!
我可以做。
Well, friends, I am very excited about the talent show here at the mall. I still don't know what I'm going to do, but I will think about it. Well, here's something for you to think about, our question of the day. The question is, what talents do you have? I'll ask it again. What talents do you have? Hey, Tom, what talents do you have?
Well, what talents do I have? I do have my drumsticks here. One talent is that I can play the drums. But I also, I like to drive. And I think that I'm a pretty good driver. That could be another talent. Well, it's a pretty good question, Jack. What talents do you have?
Well, I can sing and I can act and I can play the keyboard or the piano.
Hey, those are great talents.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Tom is a very talented person, and I am sure that all of you are very talented as well. Practice this question with someone today, and we will see you next time right here on Let's Talk in English at
the mall.
Bye, everyone.